T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former Viking great, NFL Hall of Famer John Randall. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What was the coldest game you think you ever played in? Do you remember off the top of your head?
It had to be a game we played in, like Cincinnati. I think it was like minus 10 or minus 15 degree temperature, wind chill. Yeah.
That's a little different than playing high school football in Texas.
Dude, that is major difference. Major.
What is it about Texas high school football, John, that you got so many kids coming out of there that are so good?
Oh, God. Okay. You want to know the spiel? Well, first of all, they have a magazine called, it's basically about Friday Night Lights, written by a guy named Dave Campbell. I had the pleasure of meeting Dave Campbell when I got into Texas Hall of Fame. They actually gave me a choice question. Meet Nolan Ryan or meet Dave Campbell. I go, I got to meet Dave Campbell. I mean, no offense, Nolan Ryan's a great pitcher, man, but Dave Campbell, because you got your name mentioned in Dave Campbell, and you were the star of your high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man alive. So when you were getting recruited out of college, what was your or out of high school, how did you make a decision?
Oh, my God. For me, my brother had went to Baylor, and one of his former coaches came and recruited me out of high school, so that was my choice. But the thing about this magazine it's a thick magazine. I've known so many guys who I played with during the years, and guys still talk about it now, that we used to talk about it on game day. On Sunday, we would say, let's make Friday Night Lights, and we would talk about that. But it's just, the magazine is just huge. I mean, you get it, comes out every year, and I've got about 10 of them that I've collected from the 80s, from my brother's year of playing, that I've got to still hold on to.
Wow. Yeah, that's a special place to grow up playing high school football. So let me ask you what it was like for you, because I've never asked you this. February 6, 2010, you're told you're into the NFL Hall of Fame. What was your reaction?
Sure shockness. I was shocked because, see, I never set out to be in the Hall of Fame. I just set out to where I wanted to play a game that I love playing, just being a part of. Growing up as a kid, I saw myself as, you know, the Roger Staubach, the Tony Dorsett, the Franco Harris. And I can remember I was in my office because I was watching the Golf Channel. My wife was in the other room watching it, the presentation, and she started screaming. And I said, man, either that's a good thing or that's a bad thing. She comes in the room. She's got this huge smile on her face. And right then and there, man, my heart just sunk. And I was just like, I'm just right there. I said to myself, can I live up to all the expectations of being a Pro Football Hall of Fame? Do I deserve it? And when I got in there, when I got to Canton, Bruce Smith came up to me and told me, he said these exact words. Bruce said, you and I should have went in together last year. He goes, I got in 09, you got in 010. He goes, because you did your first year eligibility, I couldn't get in because they picked Bruce. Bruce said, we should have went in together. He goes, man, I looked up to you and followed you. And for a kid, all of a sudden, that made me go back to 85, back in high school, going, Bruce Smith just told me that. And from that point on, I said, yes, I belong in there. And then the next biggest thing was Nick Bonacani.
Oh, wow.
Came up to me and told me these words. He said, he goes, welcome to Pro Football Hall of Fame. He goes, you can't be cut. You can't be traded. He goes, this is your home for life.
Man,
for me, God, those words stick in my head. And so every year when I go down there, man, I tell those exact same words to other guys from Jason Taylor, Walter Jones from Seattle Seahawks. And I look forward to telling those same words to Randy Moss one day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and nobody had more fun during the games than John Randall. You just made it fun to watch, but it looked like you were always just in pure joy when you were playing football. But let me ask you about the Super Bowl now. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be working with the NFL Experience, which is through Genesis, which is this is Genesis' second year of doing NFL Experience, which is allowing players from the past and NFL players of the present to interact with fans, where you get to get up close with these players, you get autographs, you're basically one-on-one with the players, you're being a quarterback, you're being a running back, you're catching the ball from players, you're out there getting the full experience. A thing that I said when I was a kid, I wish I had the opportunity to hang out with players from the past and NFL players of the present. You just get to interact with these guys, and it's up close and personal. I mean, they're sweating, you're sweating. It's such a cool thing that the state of Minnesota has an opportunity of having a Super Bowl here, and all the people here and that come to visit the Super Bowl that are here get to experience it, which is such a wonderful thing that we get to show off our great state. And having the NFL Super Bowl here, it's such a wonderful thing.
Yeah, tickets on sale now, too. I suggest people get them as soon as they can. What about our Vikings right now? What are you thinking?
Dude, we're hot. We're hot. I said this to a guy one day. He goes, how hot do you think the Vikings are? I go, man, we're as hot as Sweet March's cookies right now, boy. You better get you some.
That is hot. That's a good analogy right there. Well, I hope they keep it up. John, you got to come back on with us sometime soon, but I know we'll see you around here with all the stuff going on. Really good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. It's Gold Vikes, baby.
That is John Randall, Hall of Famer Viking right there on Traffic and Weather Time here at WCCO. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.